The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for joining us today. Beautiful Sunday up here in Canada. Southern Ontario, I wanted to say, in Canada. And thank you for joining the show. You're listening to Barrington on realityradio101.com. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to Barrington Awaken, where we raise you, try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness, to wake you up, for you to realize that there's more to you than you know, that you are limitless. You will live a life, your full life, once you've opened the book of spirituality and you walk the walk. You do the work, you become a part of all that there is. We're all the same, we're all connected. We're all here together as one. We are one existence. We share different bodies because that's what we do. We've come to this planet, Earth, to be or to serve a purpose and to be a human being. We are doing that. In the process, some of us have forgotten to live or to carry on life as a spiritual existence, which dwells within the body that you're carrying around. Thank you for coming in. We want to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. We want you to live your best life. You need to be connected to spirituality for you to realize the true self. It will identify who you are. Wake up. Is what we talk about all the time. Wake up and come into your true self. Learn that the God that exists is within you. You are the God. You are your own creator. You have told your story, and that's where you're living right now. What you have thought before is what you have produced for today. Let's think of what we want to do for tomorrow and start living it now. Wake up, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk a lot about moving on. And just a little introductory to it, we want to say, should you be living the life by the education that was given to you by your parents? Should we be following traditions? Are we aware that traditions are just peer pressure from the dead? Should we be following it? But we want you to wake up. Welcome to the show. Welcome to all the longtime listeners and supporters. We are getting emails more often now, and people are sending in their requests and questions and everything that they have. This is available to you as well. If you have something you want to discuss, something you want to talk about, anything at all you need to know about Barrington Awaken or the show, you can contact us at awaken1308 at gmail.com. Awaken1308 at gmail.com. You can send your questions there or anything that may be of concern to you. You can also check us out on the web. HEAMI Barrington Awaken. That's where all the information from all the shows that we've done and what we're planning to do in the future. Everything is listed there. Take a good look. See what it is. If there's a show there that you've missed or something you want to hear, you can always download any one of the shows that we've done so far, and it's available to you for free. So check it out and just listen to it as best as you can. We're also on YouTube. You could YouTube Barrington Awaken and see the videos that we've posted. And we're doing more now than we have in the past. So we're getting a bit better. We're working on it. Information that is there. You'll hear a lot of what we talk about on the show because it is a part of our show. And what we do is send the message out for you to wake up. Just wake up is what we want you to do. Open your eyes and live. Open your eyes and live your happy self. You should be happy at every step of the way. You should never be afraid. You are the leader of you, the driver. You're on the top shelf. You have more power than you know. Everything that you need to do or you could do in the human body is available to you. There's not another person out there who has more of anything than you do. Your cup is as equally full as their cup is full. It's important that you learn what's in your toolbox. You learn your potential. You learn what you're capable of. You learn that you are a very important player on this team. Though we're all connected, we have our individual legs to do our own walk and serve our own purpose. Find what that purpose is. You owe it to yourself. Find who you are. Step up and live the life that was intended for you to live. Follow nature's way and seek the path of least resistance. Wake up and live your best self. Thank you, all my listeners from all around the world. Everybody who's tuned in today and have in the past, thank you for being here. Welcome, everybody. Welcome home. Moving on. That's what we want to talk about. Moving on. I said earlier that the peer pressure is just, tradition is just peer pressure from dead people. If we're following the tradition, can we live today's life? Can we take the teachings of yesterday, the teachings that was given to your parents and your parents' parents and their parents and so on and so on? Is it applicable to the life that we should be living today? Because as best as I know it, we need to live in the now. We need to be a part of now. We need to live today. The world is always changing. This is why you've heard me say you cannot step in the same river twice, because things are always changing. Can we live our life today by the teachings that was given to our parents many, many generations ago? Do we have to follow the tradition? Should we be following the traditions? I know they're important. I know they're part of our existence. I know they built our culture and shaped us as to who we are. But that was done a very long time ago, and we've gone through many changes since then. Should we be following those instructions? We're waking up to a new reality. A lot of the traditions that we follow or were told to follow would have been outdated. And most won't be applicable for today. Should we be living with yesterday's news? Should we be following something that doesn't have a consistency, that is changed, that's been altered? been reviewed and rewritten and changed again. If you're willing to take a good look at spirituality, it has been very consistent. It is today as it was in the beginning. Much like water, you could do a lot with it, but at the end of the day, you can't change it. And it's fair to assume that the water we're drinking today has been around from day one. Our spirituality has been the same. The consistency can never change. It has made us who we are. We may be different because we've stepped away from it. We were led away from it. And we're trying to put you back on the path of your spirituality, so you'll understand how your life should be. If you feel fearful, you're not following that path. If you feel you need to be vindictive, you're definitely not following the path. If you feel as if you're lesser than someone, or someone is greater than you, you are not following the path. We're all the same, from the same place, by the same method. Therefore, if you join, study, and follow your spiritual path, you'll understand how to live the way it was intended. And what we're trying to do is asking you to wake up. Find yourself, know who you are, find your purpose. Live your best life. Learn how to take care of your greatest asset. That's the self, that's the body. Without it, you wouldn't be here. Protect and take good care of your greatest asset. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. To this point, we've accepted facts that we like as truth, even though there's no consistency to it. It is not an absolute. The only absolute that you can consider to be truth is spirituality. Your truth must be consistent, and it will define who you are. You just have to wake up. Well, thank you for coming along. Thank you for being part of the show today. Beautiful day. It's the warmest we've had all year. We haven't had a warm day like this. They said it's maybe 12 or 13 degrees. And we haven't had one of those since November. So you have to know that we're loving it. Thank you for tuning in. Have we got any emails there, sir?
We do have a couple emails. And folks, just to remind you, if you'd like to write in to Barrington on the Barrington Awakens show, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. We just wanted to remind our listeners, Barrington, that the email address you gave, awaken1308@gmail.com, is a email address to contact Barrington, but that is not monitored during the show. So if you have a question or a comment during the live show, instudio101@gmail.com. And Sheila wrote in and says, if I am my own God, how come my lottery numbers are not working? Ha 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 ha, funny. That's from Sheila. Thank you, Sheila. Kranz writes in, and Kranz said, what really is spirituality? Is it a religion? Is it a faith? Is it what you believe in? I'm not sure. That's from Kranz. And lastly, Bart wrote in, and he says, Barrington, do you believe in any traditions of life? I believe in a lot. I understand because of modern technology, etc., a lot of those traditions are not good nowadays. However, when it comes to faith and comes to being nice to people and comes to manners, etc., I believe in the old traditions. And that's from Bart, and back to you.
Thanks, Bart. That's a That's a big one. Answer the question off right up front. Yes, I do believe in some traditions and you follow them. I'm not telling you not to do it. I'm just asking you, should we be doing it? And which ones do we pick to follow? And it's only peer pressure from, you know, people from the past. Yes, it's good to be polite and kind and courteous and all those things to others and treat them the way you want to be treated and be fair among everybody. I really appreciate that. And that is a good tradition to follow, if it is. But it is also the way of life. It is how we live. Some traditions have been outdated, as we know, and we choose not to take them on anymore because they're not applicable for life today. That's what I'm referring to. The ones that is not going to work for us today. Some traditions don't exist anymore. I don't know that you would prep your child to become a horseshoe maker or something like that, or, you know, build leather helmets for a football game, because they've passed and they were consistent in those areas at some point. You have to be able to reduce or remove them from our existence for us to continue. Traditions are important, and I'm not saying they're not important. The question I was asking is, should we be following the traditions, and which ones should we get rid of? Because they are coming from a time where the world was different than it is today. Traditions are very important. I'm not saying throw them away. We need them, and they have made us who we are. If we do step into a new world, we have to adapt to the newness of everything that exists today. But do understand traditions are very important. I'm not suggesting we throw them away. I'm simply asking the question, should we abide by them? And are they applicable for what we're trying to do, how we're trying to live for today? Well, so thank you for that. And I hope I answered your question for you. I'm going to go to the lottery ticket first. Your lottery tickets are not working simply because, I don't think the spiritual world understands the lottery game, and they definitely don't understand the money. You have won the lottery already because you're alive and you're doing well. Life has been great for you. And if you take a look around everything that you do, you'll see how fortunate you are. We have already won the lottery. We all think we want to throw a lot of money on top of all of that. Is it going to make you happy? And do you know that for sure? Sometimes when you play these games or hope to win the lottery, it is probably to your betterment that you didn't win. It looks great from this side, but so does the grass on the other side of the fence. You won't truly experience it until you're part of it. If you're not winning it, there's a good chance that you're not supposed to win it. It was not the path that was designed for you by you. I don't know why your particular numbers are not coming up, but I have a lot of good reasons as to say why. They probably won't come up. It's not your turn, or it's not for you, or when it is, right? Because everything that happens, happens for a reason, good or bad, and that's your interpretation. Everything that happens, happens for good reason. You can't tell me for certain the reason you haven't won has been bad. But we think it's going to make us happy. And happiness doesn't come from an external source. Nobody can make you happy. Your happiness is within yourself. And I know I'm going the long way to explain the lottery ticket, but I don't think the gods that exist knows how to play the lottery. So if you're praying to win, I assume everybody else is praying to win, and we've already won. And who's he going to favor? She. Who's going to get those lucky numbers? But keep playing. Maybe I'm wrong about the whole thing. Thank you for that. And I think that's Jeanette. Cram wanted to know, what is spirituality? And one of the part of the question was, is it a religion? It is not a religion. Spirituality is not a religion. Spirituality is the way of life. It is all that there is. It's everything that you are. Spirituality exists, much like the air that's around us. We've never seen it, but I know for sure everyone's experienced it. Sometimes it's blowing really fast, the breeze, and we could feel it then. Spirituality is the same thing. It's all that there is. It's the way of life. It's the way nature intended us for us to live. We had this very same question a couple of shows back, and I explained it as best as I could the same way. It is all that there is. It is nature's way of telling us how to live. Once we understand spirituality and we're deep in spirituality and we're part of it and we exercise and practice it every day because we're consciously aware of it, it becomes the way of life. It is nature's, it's how to connect us instinctively, like the animals. They're connected instinctively. And I've said this before, when the deer sees the lion, the deer knows to run right away. Instinctively, that animal is connected. And no one had to tell him or her. Spirituality connects us to all that there is. It's our guide. It's our education. It's our connectivity. It's the way of life. You live a spiritual life. It will guide you. It speaks to you. You've heard of the gut feelings, and everybody out there have had that experience where they said, I should have. I had a feeling. I thought this is your spiritual guides giving you the instructions that we sometimes don't follow. When you've broken up with that fella or that person, you will all say, I knew it. I had a thought. Something was off. Yeah, you're being told to run away, like that deer has been told to get to hightail out of there. It is your connectivity to the parallel life that runs with this one. It is the tubes or the connections, and it exists much like Wi-Fi. It makes everything works, but you can't see it, but you know it's there. And if you have children at home, you definitely know when it's not there. But the point being, when you're connected to spirituality, you are connected to all that there is. You're connected to the greater good. You're connected to your higher self. You're connected to life. You are just connected. It is not a religion. In my opinion, that religion was made up and stories were told as to how we should live. And they talk about in the beginning. I don't see it as being a consistent. Therefore, I don't take it as being truth. Truth is consistent all the time. Spirituality is consistent all the time. It'll never change. It is today and will always be. When you leave this world where you occupy this body, you live in a human form with a body, but you're still spiritually connected. And you're always connected. You're never alone. If you understand this, you will never feel lonely. You'll never feel afraid. It is your guide. It is the path. It's the journey that we should be on. It shows us the steps that we should be taking. It alerts us when we're in danger. It puts us in the path of least resistance. It allows us to live the life that we were intended to live. It is the be-all and end-all. It's the great wave. You're connected to it. You're never, ever separated from it, ever separated from it. When you've come here before you occupy space as a body, you are a spiritual being. That self goes into the body and journeys through life as a human being. When the body gets too old, you have to lay it down, or broken or diseased, you have to lay it down, get a new one, and you start again. The spiritual existence is always a part of it. It is not a religion. It is the way of life. Step back and study it. When you get that gut feeling, or you get that feeling of knowing you should have or you shouldn't have, your spiritual guides are communicating with you, and you do have spiritual guides, everybody. Some people call them angels. But your guides are communicating with you, saying, don't do that. Avoid that one. Forget about, don't eat that. We don't always listen. And boy, do we pay the price. But equally, sometimes we do listen. And then we celebrate by saying, yes, I knew it. Of course you did. Of course you did. Your spiritual guides cannot mislead you. It is not possible. it would be easier to destroy water, which is also impossible. They will not mislead you because they only know the truth. And if they only know the truth, they can only relay that truth or delegate or pass down or whatever you do, the truth. So what's being handed to you by the gut feelings? You've never had a gut feelings and tell it and follow it and then can tell me that it was wrong. It is not possible because the truth cannot be anything but the truth. Consistency. Spirituality has always been. And the guide that as we occupy a human, a body of flesh, a body to become human, the guides still guides you. It never changes. It doesn't take a day off. It doesn't get lethargic or tired. It is always there, waiting for you to connect and open up and learn how to tap into it and use that tool to live the human life that you did agree to before you were misled or before you have forgotten or before others dragged you away from it and tell you other stories. That was the truth. Long before the wars and the mistrust and the greed or the hunger for power, we lived a spiritual life where we were tolerant, where we understood. We didn't take from anyone. We lived as nature intended it. Wake up and tap into that source. Wake up and make it a part of your life. Open up your mind. Challenge the things that doesn't make sense to you. And if you're unwilling to challenge it, allow spirituality to guide you because you know for certain it is taking you on a path of least resistance and a path towards betterment, a better self, a better life. This is what spirituality offers. That's what spirituality is. It's the truth. It is the truth. And one of the certain ways of learning the truth is getting rid of the BS. If you want to know who you are, start by knowing who you're not. And once you've learned who you're not, all that is left is the absolute truth. Without any hesitation, you'll find a path that makes you happy. And I'm talking internally happy, not because you bought a new car or a bigger house. Because spirituality wouldn't be guiding you there. It is providing the need for your existence, not necessarily the want. And if you know this, a lot of the things that we want has caused us headache and pain. Find a path that guides you to spiritual existence. Wake up. Wake up. Thank you for that, Graham. And you hopefully got an answer of what spirituality is all about. And we want you to tap into the source, tap into it, live that happy life. Live that happy life. The things that has been dragging you down is probably things that you thought you wanted or needed. The things that's making you unhappy, unhealthy, is probably something that you brought on thinking it was going to make your life better. Allow nature's way to fall into your path. Open the channels and allow yourself to take the path of least resistance and live your best life. A lot of what we're doing, a lot of what we do today, and I'm saying this because we were talking about traditions and whatnot, were things that were told, this is what we should be doing. Well, there's no we, because you are an individual who has your own purpose. No one is going to get your message for you. Your ears or your receiver or everything else will work just as well as everyone else's. Nobody is going to get the message to deliver to you, to tell you how to live your life, because they don't know your purpose. And if they don't know your purpose, they can't tell you how to live. You owe it to yourself to live as nature intended it. You owe it to yourself to wake up, find that path, get on your path of spirituality. If we're living on, with instructions that was told to you, then now you have to be tolerant. You have to be a good neighbor. You have to be a good parent, a good brother, sister, all these things. Yes, that is inevitable. But do you have to wear or say or do these things? And just because you're from the same family doesn't necessarily, or the same culture, doesn't necessarily mean you're all going to act the same way, because we all have our own path to walk on. You might be a part of a team, but however it's broken down, you have come here for a reason, to serve a purpose. And that information as to what your purpose is was not given to me. You have your own secret code. You have your own password. You have your own method of getting into finding out thyself. That would not be given to me, to anyone, because your path and your purpose was designed by you. You have just forgotten about it. We're waking people up. We're trying to say, wake up. A lot of people don't know. A lot of people are confused by this. A lot of people tend to believe that we're practicing a religion. It's not. Actually, I'm saying the very opposite. Step away. Allow yourself to develop. Allow your truth to be told to you. Allow yourself to remember your purpose. Everything that you've done since you've walked on this planet has been recorded by you. It is written down somewhere. Every conversation, every article that you've read, everything that you've seen, everything that you've heard, every song that you've heard has been recorded by you. And you could get back to finding it. In order to do this, we need to connect to yourself, your higher self, your higher level of consciousness. We talk about waking up because we don't want you to allow the hourglass to fall empty and you've missed your journey, or you've missed your purpose. And when you do miss it, you're coming back to redo it again. Your spiritual world, your spiritual life, your spiritual existence is tapping you on the shoulder, tapping you in the head, tapping you somewhere to tell you, wake up. Wake up. You've got a very important appointment that you're missing. Wake up. Open your eyes. Find the truth. Find who you are and know thyself and live a happy life. Your truth, your life needs to be connected to an absolute truth. Our journey needs to have a purpose. Our purpose will define us. Okay? Our lives need to be connected to an absolute truth, spirituality. Our journey needs to have a purpose. Our purpose will define who you are. Find your purpose. Find thyself. Know thyself. And the truth, and you've heard this before, the truth will set you free. You have to know. You owe it to yourself. Wake up. Wake up. thank you for listening to the Barrington Show. There's a book out there, Awaken and Ascension Guide. I had an email this week, somebody asking me how to get this book, and it's available to you. Awaken and Ascension Guide. Align yourself to your true purpose. Align yourself to your true purpose. Your life will be happier. And you may find that what you thought was making you fantastic, happy, and great, when you get a real taste of the happiness and the truth and the consistency of the truth, you'll realize that the path that you were on wasn't the path that you should have been on. Align yourself to your true purpose by Barrington. It's available to you on Amazon. And I said earlier that you could check us out as well on our webpage, H-E-A-M-I, BarringtonAwaken.com. And if you have something you want to say, a message, you could send it to us at awaken1308.com. Not during the show, after the show. That is available 24/7, but I won't be responding to those questions or any requests that you may have during the show, because we're doing something different. We're asking you to wake up. Wake up. Have we got anything else?
We have a couple of emails. You actually just answered Rachel's question. She wanted to know where to get your book. And Rachel, you received that information from Barrington. So thank you, Barrington. Toby wrote in and he said, okay, I understand your explanation about spirituality. You did a good job in that. However, I still have another question. Who actually gives us the spirituality? And that's from Toby. And folks, if you'd like to write in, again, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you.
It's an interesting question as to who gives us spirituality. Oh, Lord. Well, spirituality is not a tangible thing you hold in your hand, so it cannot be given. It exists. If I were able to answer who gave us water, sunlight, air, 85 years on this planet, I would be able to answer the question without fail as to who gives us spirituality. It is there. Who gave us the air? It's there. Who provided the water? It's there. If you don't believe in some of the books, it says in the beginning, things like that. But it's there. It's always been there. Who gave us the stars? And why does our toes, why we only have five toes? Some of us. These things are there. Instinctively, it was given to us. It's a part of our universe. It is here, much like the rocks and the stars and the water. It is there. And we do use every single one of them. There's not a day that goes by that you don't use water. There's not an hour that goes by that you don't use air. There shouldn't be a moment that goes by that you're not utilizing your spirituality. It is instinctively connecting us to all that there is. We're not a part of the universe. The universe is a part of us. We're not in the universe. It's in us. And we're large. And spirituality is there. It wasn't given to us. It's there. It's always been there. It's the way in which you should live. We know we have to take care of our bodies. We feed it, we rest it, we clean it, we groom it, some of us, and you take good care of it. Spirituality is, let's just say, the available instructions that none of us are using. It's there. It is gifted to the universe, much like everything that we need to exist here as a human being. Nobody physically gave you a heart. It was a part of all that there is, or the coconut that grows on the coconut tree, or the roots that's in the ground that holds the soil together. It is what it is. spirituality wasn't given. It's there. Nobody gave us a bucket of water or a bag of air. It is all a part of everything. It is there. It's not a gift. It is your method in which you should be living your life. The memo, if you want to call it that way, the instructions, the blueprint. That's a good one, the blueprint. It's there. We're not using it. We're not following it. We're not taking lessons or learning from it because we are sleeping and it's passing us by. We're sleeping. Your spiritual guide will always be your guide. I was on a bus in a country a long time ago, coming from one side of the country to go to the other side, and I fell asleep on the bus. And I didn't know where I was going. I didn't even speak the language, and I fell asleep on the bus, and I was sleeping for about an hour in the bus. And somehow, just as I got to my stop that I was supposed to get off, something woke me up. And I looked up, and there's the building that I'm supposed to be, the resort that I'm supposed to be in, and I was able to get off the bus. Something woke me up. Well, something did wake me up, and I was sleeping for more than an hour before that point. And I could tell you all these stories, and I do tell them on the radio from time to time, but your guides got your back. You just have to allow them or connect them or listen to them or even know that they're there. You'll always hear people say, I was supposed to get on that airplane and something dragged them off it and something went wrong. Or I made a wrong turn and went down, was going the wrong way and got a flat tire, I was delayed. Well, these are the messages that's being given to you. These are the instructions. They've always been there. Instinctively, they've been there. And they're there for us to listen to and follow them. They will not send you down the wrong path. You can ask that question, that why are bad things happening to some people out there without any fault of their own? Well, in order to answer that question fully, you have to know their purpose. And is it really bad? It's just interpreted as bad. They have their own life. You have your own life. Your spiritual guide will guide you according to your plan that you put together for yourself for when you've come here to occupy that physical body. You wrote those rules for yourself because you know what you're supposed to be doing. You have just forgotten, or you were led or distracted. Okay? So your mother sends you to the store to go buy milk. You got distracted. And you started playing marble with somebody, probably spent the money you're supposed to buy the milk with, and then you go home and there's a consequence because you didn't follow the instructions. This happens to us a lot. We have to pay back a debt. We call it karma. We talked about it last week because you didn't know to follow the instructions. When your spiritual guide is talking to you, and you can refer to it as the gut feeling, you need to listen to that. What we're saying here is open up yourself well enough to hear that message. How many times have you done something, oh man, I should have done something different. I knew it. I thought that. I had a feeling. Yes. Yes, you had a feeling. You're never left alone and you're not left to fend for yourself. You're not supposed to be afraid because you chose that path. Not knowing is painful. Once you understand this spirituality and you're a part of it, you know. And you will come to accept the things that happens in your life as this is how it should be. This is the path I should be on. It is what it is. I'm not supposed to win the lottery, or I am supposed to win the lottery. But again, you will know. And if somebody, some group, some organization is sort of telling you what to follow, what not to follow, how to worship, how not to worship, who's right, who's wrong. Ask them, how do they know? Well, they could pull out a book and says, well, it says in this book, but who wrote that one? And were you a part of that decision in writing that book? Goes right back to us talking about, should we be following the traditions? You know. Tap into your spirituality. Learn who you are. Spirituality is not a gift. It is what it is. It is what it is. It's a part of your existence. It's a part of you. It's the instructions. Plug into it. Tap into it. Connect to it. Learn. And I guarantee you, your load will be lighter. Your path will be easier. Your happiness will be more natural. Your control of who you are will be easy. If you want to get into your spirituality and you want to get there fast and you want to learn more about it, practice meditating. Practice yoga. Practice being honest. If it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. And if it's wrong and you know it's wrong, stop doing it. You're well on your way of being connected spiritually the way your life was intended. It's not a gift. It is all that there is. You are here, and if you've requested it and it didn't come, it wasn't supposed to be. I heard many years ago, if a boy asks his father for food and the food is not forthcoming, has he not got his answer? Oh yeah, he has. He's just not willing to accept it. Find the truth. Gain the wisdom. Lose the BS. Become who you are. Live happy. Live free. Tap into your spirituality. I said, just learn how to meditate. Slow the brain down. Relax. Practice this every day. 3 o'clock in the morning is probably the best time if you've been sleeping all night. The body will start to rejuvenate itself around 11 o'clock every night. The liver. You should be laying down, sleeping. And then it goes into the kidneys and all the other organs. And around 2:30 in the morning, you're brand new again for the day. And that's why the great ideas come to a lot of us for writing, artwork, music, anything around that time, because you're the best for the day around that time. It's not a coincidence. It's not because it's quiet. It's because you are rejuvenated, rebuilt, providing you've had your good sleep, good rest, you've kept your body hydrated. Around that time in the morning, you're at your greatest. If you're trying to write, set your schedule and wake up around that time. You want to dance? You want to do music? You want to meditate? That's when you're the sharpest tool in the shed for the day, or the swiftest bunny in the bush, whichever works for you, as you wake up in the morning. Practice your meditating. Start with 3 minutes a day. Rid yourself of the ideas that's running through your head. Forget about the grocery list for now, or the mess the kids are making. Just put it aside and spend some time on you. Give you the I hold me treatment. Wake up. Give yourself that moment. Spend some time on you. Protect your greatest asset. If you could build yourself up to 100%, you'll be so much better for everybody, including yourself. And you're only able to offer to others what you've got. There's no way you could give me $20 out of none. It's not possible. Wake up. Practice your meditation. It's just a simple thing. And the more you do it, the more you want to do it. And it's going to take a while for you to understand that your thoughts are simply the spiritual guides connecting you if you're doing the right thing. If you're doing the right thing, they will alert you of danger. I fell asleep one night coming home from work late, and I heard somebody call me, and I was in the car by myself. The radio was off, and I dozed off at the wheel. Yes, it was bad, but someone called my name, and I buried it, and I jumped up and realized what I was doing and caught myself. Who was making that call? It wasn't a phone call. It was a voice I heard. And I heard, and I woke up. Your spiritual guide has got your back. Always. Have we got anything else, sir?
We do. Let's see here. Dino wrote in, and he just wanted to say that he is a new listener from Dallas, Texas, and he wanted to say hello to you. That's from Dino. And Sandra says, I have not purchased your book, and I will get it. Is there anything in the book about yoga tips? And that's from Sandra. And let's see, back to you.
Sandra, yoga tips. I've talked about good health. I've talked about yoga. I'm not really sure what you're asking about tips. Is this a better kind of yoga, a different kind of yoga? I didn't give as much yoga advice. I do talk about briefly taking care of the body. And a great method of doing that is practicing yoga. I get up in the mornings, especially lately, and I'm on the yoga mat first thing in the morning before my day begins. And it really just sets the tone for the day. It is a mental exercise, a physical exercise. It aligns the body the way the body is supposed to be. And if something is off balance, you practice yoga and do it for a very long time, it will give you 25 more years of living in that body. It's just that amazing. Building new muscles, getting rid of pollution, toxin, things that don't belong. It is just an amazing, amazing tool to take care of the body, along with proper eating, not putting in junk food, plant-based diet, good rest, a lot of water. A lot of the diseases that exist out there will not live in your body when it's perfectly balanced, and yoga will get you there. Tips? Yeah, do it as often as possible. Do it as much as you can. Find some part of your day where you could say, this is the I, me moment, and practice your meditation, practice your yoga. Just generally practicing, taking good care of you. Work on you. Yes, the kids are important and the bills are very important, and getting on top of that hill and accomplishing that great task is important. All of it is important, but none of it is possible without you. Without your existence, none of it is possible. So you could devote your entire life of building that great empire and die before you can enjoy it, or just enjoy it now. Just enjoy it right now. I'm going to tell the story. I don't know if I said it last week, but I'm going to say it again. Three men were laying on the beach early in the morning, and a visitor saw them laying on the beach and wondered why they were wasting their day. And he said, oh, why are you laying on the beach wasting your day? And one of the men said, well, we've already done what we want to do for the day, and we've, you know, finished what we're doing. We're going to lay down and relax. And the man says, well, it's early day. Do it again. And one of the guys says, well, what for? And this guy says, well, so you can build a wealth, you can build power, you can have money and control. And the guy says, well, why would we want that? And the other gentleman says, well, because when you get older, you can lay back, relax, retire, and enjoy the wealth of the day. I didn't tell the story the way I normally do. I cut shortcuts every now and again. The point to it was the gentleman says, well, we're doing that right now. We're laying back, we're enjoying life. We're taking it easy. And I will not wait till I'm old to do that. Because it begins now. Protect yourself now. Protect your body now. A lot of the diseases and things that gets us at the end, they didn't start there. They didn't start at the end. They started in a younger age, and they just grew until it took control, and then it wins the battle. And you lose. You lay your body down and move on. Protect yourself now. Take care of number one now. Protect your greatest asset now. Now is the moment. The hill that you're trying to climb is going to be there after you're gone. The wealth that you're trying to get by sacrificing you for it, the minute you get it, somebody else takes it from you when you're not there, when you're gone. You're going to build up this residence and let the next man come in and live as a president. You need to change that. Your life is yours. It's for now. And we're told by society that we should climb this hill aggressively. Some of us don't make it. And we all lie to ourselves by saying, when we get to this point, I'll just relax. Most of us don't get there. And if we do, we're not happy or we're too tired. And the wealth goes to someone else. The power goes to someone else. And the circle continues. The life that you're living now, when you flip over that hourglass and your time starts, it's for you. It is for you. And a lot of us go all out to build this great empire, to give it to the children. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but our children don't come from you. They come through you. Therefore, they've got their own purpose. Feed them, take care of them, nurture them, change your diapers, and when they get old enough, you put them on the bow, which is who you are, and pull back that arrow, which is who they are, and let it fly, and they will land where they land, because you don't own them. They come through you, not from you. And I can almost hear you going, that explains why that one's like that. They choose you to be their parents for whatever they're setting themselves up for. We don't know their purpose. Remember, you only know yours. They chose you to be parents, and you do the best that you possibly can, and you let them go. You pull that arrow back because you're the bow, and you let it fly because they're the arrow, and where they land, they will fall where they may. Wake up is what we talk about. Live your life. Study spirituality. We're talking about moving on today, and it was to talk about letting go of the traditions that's not serving us today, because it is only peer pressure from the dead. Wake up and live today's life. Practice your meditation. Practice living happy. Practice being a good person. Treat the neighbors with the respect that you hope to get. Reach your hand out to greet them, as opposed to expecting them to reach theirs out to greet you. Live your happy self. Wake up. Wake up and live. That's what we're talking about. So thank you very much, Dino, for listening to the show. You're from a new listener, sorry. And I appreciate you coming in. I hope you get all that you wanted to do. I hope this program serves you well. I hope you could take some of the advice. Open the door. We're not selling you anything. We're not wanting you to give anything other than to accept the fact that we're not connected to the vein or the vine or the light that we're supposed to be connected to. We say wake up, and we're trying to raise you to a higher level of consciousness. We appreciate you participating with the show. Thank you for being here. And my last couple of notes I want to tell you, take care of number one. Take care of your greatest asset. Without it, none of the things that you hope to accomplish will be done, because you can't move that mountain unless you have a body to do it with. Other than that, you're just a spiritual existence. So you need to protect you, protect yourself. Live your best life. Until we talk again, please enjoy the week. Love each other. Love yourself. Be kind to each other. Be kind to yourself. And have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.